Blog Talk Radio.
Hit it, Mike.
I come on, did you miss me, baby?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ain't he pretty? He's so pretty.
He's so pretty. Welcome to another episode of Scoop Slam Radio. I'm your host, Big Mike, along with the bully, Lance. Lance, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's going on, MP? I'm in a little better mood, you know, just hanging in there. We'll see how that changes throughout the hour, but right now, I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. And we have on the board the legend, the man, the myth, Fabi Kilo. Fabi, what's going on, man?
The legend. Remember back in those days at Antonio's? The legend.
Yes.
The
legend.
No more Rudo Ram, man. I'm sorry, man. You guys are going to have to put up
what?
With me now.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm over it. What the hell's going on? Where's my
dude,
boy at?
He's like, bro. He goes, you know, I really enjoy the show and all that. He goes, but he went back home, dude. He went back to Mexicali or whatever. And he's like, dude, I want to really work a little bit more on getting in shape and doing a few. What I think, Lance, is he didn't think that he was going to get over like he did when he got out here. Or whatever. So he's like, you know, talk to a lot of people. I really would like to get myself in shape and concentrate on some different things and all that. So, you know, maybe I'll be back later. He goes, will you take over for me? And I'm like, heck yeah, dude, no problem. So he'll be back, maybe a little spot every once in a while over here. But he went back home to train and says he wants to re-team with the Unholy one more time before they call it quits or whatever. That's what he told me. So it's cool, man. We got so much going on, man. Dude, we'll put in an hour and a half,
hold
like
a
10
minute.
Minutes. Go ahead.
Bobby, hold on a minute. He's lying. His ass didn't want to hear from me. He has yet to return my phone call about what he did 2 weeks ago. Rudo Ram, I'm going to catch you on the street because I know you're still here. You didn't go back nowhere. You just hired
me. But dude, you know he's on he's on track phone pay as you go and stuff. Trying to get a hold of him is ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
I know. I'll find him somewhere.
Well, this is when I left him. I drove him up to San Ysidro, and when I left him, this is what I heard. And then that was it.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead, Mark.
Okay, he's in jail. You heard that, he's in jail. Hey, guys. We have a lot to talk about. First off, Fabi, I understand you want to get some stuff off your chest.
I do.
Here's your time right now. Here's your time right now to relieve yourself of all this stress and let it out. Let it out. Go ahead, Fabi.
Lance has news coming up, so I just want to run something across him when we get to news. But before we, you know, get to that, you know, Lance, I don't know if Mike told you or whatever, but I get a call. I had a 4-day weekend, which is very rare, and I get a call. Hey, bro, can we meet 7:00 in the morning on a Saturday, bro? On a Saturday,
what? 7:30.
I'm like, 7:30. I was like, dude, he goes, yeah, bro, but we got to meet, dude. This is important. You know, we got this and that going on or whatever. So I was like, hell yeah, dude, I'll be there. Because it just shows how much Mike is putting into, you know, Pacific Wrestling Alliance and trying to get stuff done. So we actually met at 7:30 in the morning on Saturday to start working some of the stuff for the next show. Because that's how much it takes to put into the show. So we tossed around a few different things. Mike, I don't know. I know you don't want to divulge too much, but, you know, we spoke with AJ, and he's like, bro, you know, I got a Polynesian brother that him and I have been doing a lot of damage, blah, blah, blah. I would really like to work as a tag team, you know, but I'm like, dude, I thought you wanted to be singles. Nah, man, this guy's got game. I think we could do some serious damage. And then, you know, just a while ago, when I talked to Mike, he upped the stakes and was like, bro, I might bring these people and let's really see what they got. So there's a whole bunch of stuff that Mike is planning for the next big PWA show. But I just wanted to put that out there, dude. When you can get up at 7 in the morning to be at Local Grind at 7:30 in the morning because you got ideas to put a show together that's going to be even better, I think that shows some intestinal fortitude. Would you agree, Lance?
Yes, I totally agree that you guys are taking the time to do things right and you have big plans in the work. But I just have an honest opinion. It's Tuesday, September 5th. It is 7:05 p.m., and I'm going to call AJ Mono one word. Coward. After our podcast last week, another edition of Scoop Slam Radio, I went live on my Bullies Home page on Instagram just to vent, steam off the little, you know, spanking I got from Mr. Parks telling me, you know, I'm suspended indefinitely from wrestling. Not a lot of people are happy about that, by the way, Mr. Parks. But you know what? I saw AJ was watching that video. And in that video, I was talking about not the first family, but my family, you know, a certain group of members. And I think after hearing that, I think he got a little scared, and now he wants to bring his Polynesian partner to the dance floor. And if that's something you want to do, AJ, I know you might be tuning in. Don't be scared. Don't be scared. You're the one who started this, and I'll be the one to end it. But anyways, I think it's really great that you guys woke up early and took the time to get some plans in motion. I don't even know what those plans are, but I'll be ready.
Now that you say that.
Hold on.
Go ahead.
Fabi, should I indulge who we're in negotiations with?
No, I wouldn't divulge yet or whatever. But when you think about it, you know, I don't know if AJ knows us or not. I think this is maybe why he's talking about bringing in his Polynesian partner. You know, you put him up against Red Rudo and Warhog. Those are two big dudes. So he's probably like, well, wait a minute. You know, I might have to, you know, if I got these guys coming at me, I might have to go ahead and partner up or whatever. So I think that might be the mindset. Dude, if I'm going to go against Red Spider Rudo and Warhog, you know, let's make it happen. And now the only people that will benefit from that is us and the fans. Wouldn't you agree, Mike?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, we would. But yeah. are they ready? Is Red Spider and Warhog ready?
Right.
Born ready.
I told you, Lance, I'll give you your opportunity, your ample opportunity, because that's what you want to do. You want to manage. I will give you that ample opportunity, but when your boys don't show up, man, I'm going to look at you totally different, because that's going to show me that you're not a real manager, and you're not
but
ready
Mike,
for prime time, brother.
Although it's early, and we're still in negotiations and doing stuff, if either one of these teams hear who we're working on, it'll be like this. He's like, wait a minute. Let's find out what's going on. But the reason I say that, dude, is because people have – this is why we have a show like this, so people get a look behind the curtain and see what it takes to put everything together and how hard it is. You know, you're negotiating here. Lance got his boys in his back pocket. You know, AJ's thinking, man, well, I might have to pick up the pace or whatever. So you kind of get what I'm saying, Mike? We want to let them know what's happening.
I get what you're saying. I got you. I don't know. You know what? Maybe Lance, your team has to have their first match in PWA before we put them up against AJ and his partner. Because I don't want anybody being camera shy. I don't want anybody being have butterflies when they go into this match. Because this is gonna be like some real beef going on between you guys. So I want to make sure you guys are able to stand up.
I think they're able. Tell them, Lance.
Of anger. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't want to see Lance go through the tables, man.
These guys have more gold on their waist than you've accrued in your career. Let me just put it that way, sir. I'm talking about your little gold teeth, your gold chains, your gold necklace, your gold rings, your gold watch. All that is pennies compared to the the spoils of the Beast of War have pertained. So my boys are battle-tested. They got the general by their side. They're not going to be camera shy. They're going to grab the mic from whoever has it and let them know what time it is.
Yeah.
But until that day comes, that's what I'm going to say.
Okay.
Can I ask a question to Lance? If everything does come to fruition and we put the show together and it's going to be what we're looking at is, you know, maybe some sort of a World Cup tag team tournament, who would you like to put your boys against?
My boys don't want to go against anybody. Everyone's been light work so far. I mean, from all the promotions just this year alone, the only substantial loss was when I was put through a table. And
yeah.
That was back in March. Since March, I've done nothing but train those boys, holler at them. They've been working through the mud, literally and figuratively, to make sure a situation like that never happens again. Not only will I not be harmed and touched ever again with these boys around, but we're not going to take any more L's. This has been the summer of victory for my boys, going all across Arizona, going down to Mexico, and up and down Southern California. So I'm not scared at all. I'm not worried. I have full faith in all my boys.
Well, one of the names that we were tossing around was the team of Biggie Biggs and Tony Reyes. Now, that's a lot of weight, bro. I mean, give me your thoughts on that, because these are just some of the teams that we've been tossing around.
I'm not going to lie, the heavy hitters aren't formidable.
Heavy hitters, yeah.
They're formidable. They've been around the block for about as long as my boys have been around the block. So they definitely have experienced a dance together, but they haven't seen this iteration of us. You know what I'm saying? They haven't seen the mind of Lance Winters, the general, when it comes to tag team action. So I'm going to give them their flowers. There's some bad dudes. There's some big dudes. And Warhawk, all the reason for him to flex even harder at the gym and burn them to ashes when they get to the ring.
Mike,
well,
what do
you
think?
You know,
I think that would be good.
Yeah, it would, but, I'm also thinking about, putting together Mikey O'Shea and Sean Black.
Bring him back to Juggernaut?
I don't know if you're ready for that, bro.
That's a different story. I mean, Sean Black has been on the up and up this year, and so have Mikey O'Shea individually. You know what I'm saying? So putting those two back together, that might be some damage, but that's just the casualties of war. You know, no one's going to walk out unscathed. You know what I'm saying? So either one of those teams are definitely formidable. They're definitely teams with experience together, and they've been around the block quite a few times. So, you know, you want me to shake and fumble and say, oh, no, that's going to be the one to take me out. No, I'm still very confident in my boys, okay? And like I said, I'm not throwing any shade to the juggernauts. I'm not throwing any shade to the heavy hitters, but they don't got a manager like me. And I think that's
I ain't going to lie. You kind of sort of – there was a brief moment of silence when I said that. As if there was an oh, shit moment. Like, oh, not those two. I don't know.
It was just
I might be reading into things. Yeah. Like you had to catch your breath, man.
Well, yeah, the juggernauts haven't been together since pre-COVID, I want to say 2018, 2019, 2020, whatever the case may be. But still, since their time apart, they have both been doing numbers. They've both been doing damage in singles competition. So, yeah, it makes me a little nervous. Does it make me scared? No. When you walk into war, you're nervous. When you walk into war, you may feel frightful at times, but you know what you got to do. Keep your head down and keep marching. And that's my mindset. It took me a minute to realign and reassess the damage and possibility of the juggernauts. But at the end of the day, you got to walk in there with no fear. And that's what I plan to do with my boys.
Real quick, Mike, can I take a quick break so I can reset and then we can come back to this?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, quick
we'll
break.
Be
we'll
back
be right back. Maybe,
5 minutes.
I got a couple more teams I'm thinking in mind. I got the wheel spinning. I know Mike does too. Hold on. We'll be right back.
Why, hello there, and welcome.
fucking athlete myself. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, we know what he's talking about. Go ahead, Mike.
I just have one question for you, Brother Lance. Do you know the repercussions that you will have if you were to interfere in a match between the Juggernaut and your guys? What would you do if they cornered you?
Like I said, I could be scared. I could be terrified. I could be terrified. I could do the same thing that happened with La Parka. I'm going to throw my dukes up in the air. I'm going to swing, and if I miss, you know, I'm going to take an eye with me. I'm going to gouge an eye. I'm going to pull a nose. I'm going to grab an ear. I'm going to find a weakness. Now you got me looking into exposing people and finding out their flaws, you know, and that's one of the big thing about being a manager is finding out people's weaknesses, you know what I'm saying? Everyone looks at me like I'm just an average Joe, but guess what? I got the low blow in my pocket, you know what I'm saying? Adrian Mana knows what I'm saying. He felt that that firsthand, you know what I'm saying? But if I were to be cornered by these two guys, I'm not afraid. I'm not terrified.
Ooh.
You think that's going to change when it happens, but we'll see when it happens. You know, some people shake, some people shuffle, but me, I'm going to stride on. So stop trying to get a reaction from me. All you're getting is promises that I will stand as a man. That is the reason this whole thing started, because I chose not to live in fear of AJ Mana. I chose not to live in fear. I chose not to be less than a man. I chose to stand up for myself and what I believe in. So you best believe I'm not going to be on my knees begging for change when these guys coming up to me. And they're not even going to come up to me. I have the baddest dogs around. They're going to be busy with the Warhog, with the Red Spider. They're not going to have time to look at me and come after me. I'm going to be at ringside handling the biz like I should do.
All I did was ask you a question. But you know what's very, very indicative of this conversation right now? And, Favi, I think that you can attest to this. How many times has he said AJ Mana's name? AJ's living in your head rent-free, brother.
Yeah.
I mean, he's got a room in your head right now.
But the thing is, Mike, is you know, Lance, when he talks about that, hey, man, you might get the best of him, but somewhere down the line there's going to be repercussions, because look what happened when we were at Meet and Beano. AJ threw water in his face, blah, 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 whatever. So Lance didn't get to swing in or nothing. Okay. And look what happened. Bam. He threw his whole game off or whatever. So he's a, what do you call it, cerebral assassin. You got one up on me, but let's see what happens. That's what I'm thinking.
You know what? I do have to give it to Lance for that.
Mm-hmm.
Because he kept his composure and he kept, whatever it was his plan was, he kept it secret and he played it out, and it played it out well. So I got to give you that, Lance. You knew what you were going to do, and you played your cards the correct way. So I do.
Thank you for giving me my credit. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm getting more than the suspension and definitely from refereeing. I appreciate that from you, Mr. Parks. You know, it's a very big deal to hear that from you. And, yeah, you know, it just – some men aren't built for it. Some men will snap right there, like how AJ snapped because I told him, yeah, he better have enough testosterone to run up against the nuclear guerrero. That got him hot. That got him splashing water on my face. But guess what? I didn't pull out the strap on him. I said, all right, I'll see you down the line. And things worked exactly how they needed to. I didn't tease him. I didn't pressure him. I didn't do nothing for the next 2-3 weeks. But when it was showtime, baby, and I looked that man dead in the eyes, I knew it was my time to get mine.
Hey, Mike, quick question. If everything does come to fruition, are we allowed back at Meet and Beano, or have you talked to him? Because not only that, but Rudo Ram was all over the place. When you brought the flyers, he was running into the streets and running across to the apartments and all kind of stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. See, I actually need to talk to him about. He had little kids running in garages that they didn't even live. I was just like, what is he doing? I got to talk to him.
The people
Rudo
from
Ram, he was
the people from Spectrum, you know, the cable or whatever, they're walking, and he goes, hey, let's get him in, let's take a picture. And I go, dude, those are the Jehovah Witnesses. I don't care, bring them over here. Luckily,
exactly.
They weren't Jehovah's Witness. They were Spectrum. But, dude, they were happy. Like, yeah, bro, let's take a picture.
But he didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
You can find a grandmama in a wheelchair. He looked in the picture.
I do look forward to going back over there, bro, for real.
You know what? I do, too. Because they are, you know, they're amazing hosts. And whenever we ask him, we come over there, they open the doors and they're like, yeah, come on. So,
yeah.
All you can do is say, thank you and be appreciative of something, people like that.
When the butcher, the man who cuts the meat into such works of art, slicing with the meat cleaver, comes from the back and says in his apron, his leather apron, and says, hey, can I get a picture with you guys? You know you've done something right. Right, Mike?
Exactly. Exactly.
He's just like, wow.
So, we just gotta keep that momentum.
Well,
and keep moving forward.
We got about 10 minutes before our guest comes on, and I'm sorry, Mike, I forgot to mention that we got a guest coming on at 7:30. Now, I called him RJ Musi. Lance, what did you say it was?
I call him Big Rich, but I could be wrong. I've only met this guy online.
RJ Musi,
Big Rich. In front of someone's name. It's a big, it helps them out. Yeah,
well, he's gonna come on. We're gonna have him. I'm gonna have him on in about 10 minutes, and then so he could sit in for the news. I know Lance has a lot, especially with the AEW pay per view, all the stuff that's happening with CM Punk. But please, before we get to him, I get a lot of emails and stuff too about talking crap about WWE. But dude, I don't watch it that much, but I will watch Chad Gable. So I made it a point to watch the match because I was hoping that Chad Gable would go over for that Intercontinental belt. The crowd was hot. Every time they got that two count, the crowd was on fire. I was hoping they would get that three count. Everybody would go home happy or whatever. He don't have to keep it for 482 days or whatever stuff's going on now. But just to give it to him so the people could go home happy and be like, dude, he did it or whatever. But it just couldn't happen, Lance. Please help me. We're talking a little bit about this before we went on the air. Am I outdated or what? I don't even know what this holding the belt for 282 consecutive days. I don't even know what that's all about. Who cares? They should have sent the people home happy. That's all I'm asking, Lance.
Okay. Here we go with the backseat bookers. The marks who want to put themselves over, put their friends over, put who they want over. Here's the thing. Title reigns are coming. Title reigns are staying. Title reigns like this started with the tribal chief, Roman Reigns, who's currently at 1,073 days as champion, if I'm not mistaken. So, of course, anyone with a strap right now wants to get close to what he's got going on right now. Wants that star power, wants that success, wants that oomph to their name. And that's exactly what Gunther was going after, and he achieved. By the time next week's Monday Night Raw, he would have surpassed the longest-reigning Intercontinental champ, the Honky Tonk Man's record. He shattered that record. It's going to be shattered unless something happens Friday, but, he's not going to show up on Friday. He's got a big chip on his shoulder. He's going to be like Roman Reigns. He's going to be a part-timer holding the belt where nobody can get access to it because nobody can beat this man. And the fans, they're wish-washy, they're flip-floppy. First they said, oh, Chad Gable, why would they put him against them? And then once we started seeing Chad Gable more and more, then it's like, oh, man, I love Chad Gable. I can't wait. And then he lost, and everyone's like, screw this and Chad Gable. And you know what? That's just the way the cookie crumbles, man. I mean, you want your favorites to win, but sometimes they get low-blowed and fast-counted. And that's not me talking about AJ again, but that's just me expressing, some people are happy about this. It's just not you, and I'm sorry to say that. I'm stoked because I wasn't around back in the day when we had championship reigns running for so long.
I knew he was going to go there.
I was around the Flash
era. I knew he was going to go there.
I'm keeping it strictly professional.
Because we're old. Yeah, I thought he was going to say, you guys are still back in the days when Bruno and Superstar Graham were going hold the Madison Square Garden. Mike, you as the owner and proprietor of the Pacific Wrestling Alliance – I mean, does that come into play at all in your head? Like, well, we got to keep it on him for another two more matches because he's going to break a record. What kind of shift? As a promoter, as an owner, wouldn't you go, hey, man, I want my people to go home happy. They're going to be talking about it forever. Let's get him that win. Let's do this and that, and we'll see what the future holds. I mean, that's what I thought it was all about. What the hell is going on with this title reign days, months, and years or whatever? Mike, help me, please.
Well, I think that they're eventually going to put the belt on Chad Gable. I think they're juicing this for every ounce of juice they can get. And, you know, he's been the underdog for so long, for at least the past 3-4 years, right?
Oh, my God, at least.
Really, I mean, he's had storylines, and he's had, you know, Otis, and they've had they pretty much been comic relief.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? With the shoes. Mm-hmm. But now they're letting him be more serious. So what's the next major? They don't have one because it's almost the end of the year. Oh, yes, they do. Survivor Series.
Okay.
So maybe, you know, he drops it to him at Survivor Series.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. But all along, you know, back in the day, Ric Flair would hold the NWA title for maybe a year or two, and then they would pass it off to somebody for a couple weeks to give them some vacation time. Then they put it back on him and Harley Race, you know, because those guys.
But they never mentioned that. They never mentioned. They never said, "Oh, Ric Flair has been the champ for X amount of." They never mentioned that. They didn't need to, you know.
No, they didn't.
Don't understand. You know, they kept him going. They kept him winning because he was a draw, and he would put the people. He would put butts in seats. I thought that's what it's all about, dude. When I was wrestling for WPW, this is why I have the utmost respect for him, Christopher Daniels. He was wrestling Mike Modest. Christopher Daniels was a face. Mike Modest was a heel. They were going back. I mean, they went at it. All of a sudden, the crowd turned, and they hated Chris Daniels. I don't know what he did or what happened. In the middle of that match, he switched it. I mean, I don't want to pull the curtain back too much, but he switched it and told Mike Modest, hey, dude, these people hate me. You're going over. He, in the middle of the match, boom, because he wanted to send those people home happy. That's what I'm talking
right.
about. I've always had respect for him. Because I had never seen that before. And he told me, he goes, bro, I wanted to send those people home happy so that they'll come back and tell their friends, you got to come see this show. That's what I'm talking about. Maybe I'm old or whatever. I don't know how this new title reign days or whatever is going. But I just think you either send the people home happy or you send them leaving wanting to see that person get killed or whatever, whoever,
well,
if he went over dirty or whatever. Go ahead.
Do you honestly think that Walker could have changed the outcome of that match and a walk through that gorilla, that gorilla position with Vince sitting there and not get told something or not get suspended? I'm asking you, Bobby.
I have no idea what you're talking about. What was the question? I'm so sorry. I heard walking the curtain gorilla and
I
what?
I said if Walter would have called Walter Gunther, Aretha Franklin. If he would have switched the end of that match because he heard the response in the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And told Chad, you're going over. And he did that.
Uh-huh.
Do you not think Vince would have been waiting for him when he got back up and drove?
That's a way different level. I mean, that's not even close. If Vince would have did it, then I would have said, yeah. But, I mean, Walter, first of all, Walter and them ain't saying nothing. They want to get paid, so they're going to do whatever. But I don't even think Chad Gable would go up to Vince and go, dude, what's up, man? My family say, hey, I just want to get paid or whatever. But it should have been up to creative or Vince or somebody to say, hey, dude, this guy's got, he's hot. Let's put him over. It's going to put way more butts in the seats, and they're going to want to see the rematch or whatever. I mean, it would be up to them. So who knows? Hang on a second.
Right.
You know what? Got our guest coming up. Can I take another quick break so I can shoot him a text and let him know we're ready for him?
Let's go.
Okay.
We'll be back.
We'll do it with this one.
Put the nose on the back of your head and stick your head down between your legs, and I just might pat you on the hind end and call for somebody else. You know what I'm
saying? We just might call for somebody else. But, Mike, we're back live, and our guest is with us, so whenever you're ready, bring him on in.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a gentleman that I first met at our last show, Katie Truth. He's amazing. He's an amazing guy because he went and did something for us that, you know, I didn't even ask him. He run upon himself to ask, and I appreciate that. I don't know how to pronounce it, the last name, but I'm going to shoot for it. Ladies, this is R.J. Muse. Did I pronounce it correctly?
You got it, brother. You nailed it.
RJ Muse. RJ, welcome to Street Slam Radio, man. Everybody, say hello
to RJ.
Thank
you for having me, man.
You are
hello,
so welcome.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on, you guys?
Dude, it's good to have
RJ.
You on because I need an objective opinion on our last subject, and this is what it was, before we went to break, this is what we heard. Because people, and now I'm getting messages and emails and people like, dude, are you old school or what? But you need to jump into the 21st century. Please, Mike, tell our guests.
I'm worried now. What are you setting me up for?
Before we get into talking about your last show and Honest John, can we get his opinion on what we were talking about? Go ahead, Mike.
We were talking about champions and their reigns and Chad Gable. Chad Gable should have gone over their payback. And Favi, you know, he's being criticized by somebody on the phone here, Lance, about saying that, you know, these title rings don't mean anything and that the people should have been sent home happy and having Chad go over. So give us your opinion, your outside opinion. What do you think about that?
All right. Well, first thing I'm going to say is this decision has us talking about it. So it did its job, right? The fact that people are telling Favi all this stuff because of his opinion means that the match and who went over did its job. But I'm with Favi. I'm happy Gunther beat the streak, because if titles didn't mean anything, then we wouldn't have titles. course they mean something. Title reigns mean something. Should the fans have been sent home happy? Sure, maybe. But now, first off, why would WWE waste a moment like that on Raw? You know? Why wouldn't they use it on a pay-per-view? And then the second thing is, Gunther's making that title mean something. The fact that we are mad that Chad Gable didn't win the title from him means he's making it mean something again. Because for the long time, the Intercontinental title, and we're still seeing it with the U.S. title, doesn't mean a whole lot. So, to wrap up my point, a little controversial, I know, but to wrap up my point, I'm happy that Gunther won it. I'm happy that he broke Honky Tonk Man's record. And the reason I'm happy is because now we get to celebrate the moment for when Chad Gable or whoever else takes that title from him at a pay-per-view. It's going to mean so much more because that title reign is now record-breaking. And if you break the record-breaking title reign, you're instantly shot to the top.
Ooh.
Hold
Molly,
up.
What do you think about that, Lance?
Hold up.
Oh, no, I'm in trouble. I can sense the hatred coming now.
Uh-oh.
I got your back. Don't worry about it. What do you got to say, Fabio? Tell me about your little rebuttal about this.
You know what? I had a Dusty Rhodes quote pulled up or whatever, but I had to bring it back. But thank you for having a man that has sense come on here, because Lance, I gotta agree, man. Now that I'm thinking about it, it was Monday Night Raw. If they did, you know, people say I don't fight unless it's for money. A lot of the MMA dudes.
That's true.
You think about it, that makes sense. If we're gonna do it and he's gonna go over, we're gonna do it at a big pay per view where people are gonna pay and say, "Dude, I gotta see this match. Let's see it." And I think maybe that's what they were working towards. Lance, you might make some sense. I just don't get the whole title reign thing. Hope never.
Like I explained in the beginning of the show, ever since Roman had that beef, ever since Roman started that trend of making the belt relevant and keeping a streak on it, now Gunther wants to approach it the same way, you know, and it could have been the same for Austin Theory, but they put it on Rey Mysterio. Anyways, you know, that's not what we're fighting about today. You know, we're not fighting about old men keeping belts, but we're talking about preserving the value of these belts, making them mean something again.
As you guys heard, I've got my own opinion on the Austin Theory thing. Another day.
Well, hold on, because see now we're getting into some nice conversation.
Yeah,
I like the part of RJ saying that Gunther's bringing back the IC title as being relevant, because that's not the first time I've heard people talk about how irrelevant the Intercontinental title has become. And I remember, I'm dating us again, so Lance, don't get, you know, your panties in a bunch with me saying this. But I remember when Tito Santana held the title, when Pedro Morales and Macho Man Randy Savage, the IC belt meant something. It was like just the stepping stone to getting the big belt. And I don't know has it been like the past maybe 5-10 years, that it's just another secondary belt that's not, it hasn't had the same prestige that it used to. Let's take that around the table. Are you guys in agreement, or am I wrong for that assessment of it?
I'd say you're a little wrong, Lance? Because you got to remember, you know, the Intercontinental Championship was brought into a little more prestige when The Miz was carrying that title. That led to that infamous pipe bomb conversation with him and Danielson, where he told Danielson, if you don't want this, go to the bingo halls and wrestle again, and you know where that went to. But, yeah, besides The Miz, I don't think there's been that many people bringing the title to some prestige or making it mean something again. So I'll give you a half point for agreeing.
Bobby.
Point. Well, I agree, but the reason I like Chad Gable is because of this.
It's my friend, Nikita! He is my colleague, my ally, my companion, and you
Our yellow ain't sucking dog. And don't ever forget it.
See what I'm saying? There will never be another one like that. But, I get it. I mean, you guys make good points, man. You guys all make good points. But I like Chad Gable, man. I think that guy's put in the work. He's paid his dues. I'm a big believer in paying dues. And that dude's paid some dues. He's done all the silly shift. He's put everybody and the mama over. It's his time, bro. Let him. Walter needs to go back to PWG and chop everybody over there. I'm sorry. But that's what I'm thinking. I'm sorry, Lance. I didn't mean to cut into your news, brother. But like as Dusty Rhodes says, it's the Mac and Dream, baby. Go ahead.
Well, there you have it. You just explained it right there. You know, Chad Gable is your friend. Chad Gable is the one you wanted to see. When you said, I want the people to go home happy. Because you think about it, I'm happy of the decision. RJ seems like he's happy about the decision. So is it really just a small minority of people that weren't happy about the title change? Because I think that's starting to become the case, especially the case that Shorty G is your friend all of a sudden.
But
you know?
Dude,
so I don't even know how accurate those sources are.
Business is business. I get it, man. Business is business. Sometimes you got to do what's best for business, and I guess, you know, that was it or whatever. But I'm sorry, Lance. I didn't mean to spill it over into your news or whatever. So that's why we brought RJ on to get that objective opinion, which I applaud. But whenever you're ready, Lance, go ahead and hit it.
All right, all right. We got two doors to open. You want to talk about WWE's payback, or shall we jump into All Elite's latest debacle program? Without Sin CM Punk.
So those
totally
two
directions
man.
You can go right now.
Oh boy! Let's save the juiciness for the end. Let's go with WWE first.
We got two different interpretations of juicy, but all right, let's head into WWE Payback, ladies and gentlemen. An amazing showcase. Every match slapped. I mean, this is probably one of the best pay per views in terms of wrestlers. Matches, quality of matches, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it was just balls to the walls from top to bottom. But let's go from the top down. You had Shinsuke Nakamura, Seth Rollins. I mean, that's given character resurgence. You talk a lot about your little boy over there, Shorty G, but you got to talk about Shinsuke and how he changed up and how he went back to his old ways of the New Japan style where he's a lot cynical. He's a lot more dastardly. He's a lot more loaded. You know, it's not just him running around with the nut shots. It's not him being silly, but he was getting to business, ladies and gentlemen. And him going up against Seth Rollins, like I said, he admitted he knows his secret, the bad back. He got in his head talking all that trash about, you know, I know your back's broken. I know your wife's scared, and I'm here to take you out and finish the game. And unfortunately for us, that did not happen. Fortunately for Seth Rollins, he was able to retain. He was able to keep his championship. But as the mastermind of the mind mastermind, as I like to say, Shinsuke came through after the credits rolled, still attacked Seth Rollins. You can tell this rivalry will not be over. Who knows what's going to go on? Monday night yesterday, they got into another physical scuffle where Shinsuke threw him into the steel steps. And for a moment, everyone was thinking this is a perfect time for Damian Priest to cash in his Money in the Bank. But I can see why he wouldn't with Shinsuke still ringside. It seems like Shinsuke might have stopped him from taking out Seth, if that makes any sense, because Shinsuke's not done with him yet. What do you guys think?
Well, let's... RJ?
I love that the King of Strong Style is back, man. I love that Shinsuke came out. And he didn't – that was the coolest Shinsuke has been since his match at Wrestle Kingdom with Okada.
Yes.
Ooh.
That may be a controversial opinion. People may say, but Sami Zayn in NXT. But the thing was with Shinsuke, it felt like – and maybe not necessarily from his own doing, for a long time it felt like he was coasting. It felt like he was firmly in that upper mid-card level, and he was happy to be there. This was the first time in a long time that we got to see Shinsuke with some fire in his eyes. And in my eyes, the king of strong style being back, there's no way that that's a bad thing. As for Seth, I love the title reign so far. I like the story that's being told of Seth running himself ragged. You know, despite the bad back, it feels a lot like Orange Cassidy's reign in AEW, where he's going to go until his body breaks down. And, you know, a part of me wants to see Shinsuke be the one to break him, because I think this new Shinsuke, I think this resurgence of Shinsuke could be the one to break Seth Rollins.
Ooh.
Did you? I'm sorry. Did you call me, Mike?
Yeah, it's your turn.
Oh, I can barely hear you, man. What you? You smoking that stuff over there, mellowing out? What the heck's going on over there, dude? I would be Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch, man. If they let Shinsuke Nakamura go over for that belt, that dude is another one. He can go with anybody, and I agree. I totally, totally love the heel Shinsuke Nakamura, because that dude is evil and he will put your lights out with the knee in a quick second. I think it's way past due. I would love to see him. Now, if we're going to say, well, you're going to have a title reign for 860 days to break a record, that's the guy I want to see it on. Way past due, Mike. I totally think he should be that man.
You know what? I agree. What's funny is, you know, I remember reading an article about Shinsuke, and he's going out surfing and he's going out and doing this, and it's like, dude, where'd the killer go?
Yep.
Where'd the killer go? Because I agree with you, RJ. It just seemed like he was just sitting by, getting a fat paycheck, and enjoying it. And it's like, to us who are fans, it's a kick in the gut, because we're used to Nakamura, who can go toe to toe with anybody, who had that mean streak, and the Kinshasa, whatever it is finishing, but it's. Often to see him back, and it would be even more often if he got a run with the belt, because I think he deserves it, and I think he could be a hell of a champ. So,
he will put your lights out. Mike, I got to take a quick break. Can our guest hang for a couple of minutes?
Yes, you can.
I'm good to hang as long as you guys need me.
Okay, hang on. We'll be right back after this. Hang on, everybody.
It's unreal.
That's what when we're talking about Michael Parks, that's what we're talking about. But let's wrap up this news so we can get out of here. Go ahead, Lance.
All righty. I'll just talk about the next match. This is a person I believe is going to be on the Gunther level or the Roman Reigns level, where they're just going to throw a rocket on her and just send her off to the moon. No one's been able to stop her. No one's been able to put a dent in her. I'm talking about your women's world champion, Rhea Ripley, as she defeated Raquel Gonzalez with Rodriguez, you know, name change, whatever happened. But that was a good match, you know. They always look like they're going to win, but, you know, Rhea's just so psychological. She kept going after that same knee that's been injured. She might have re-injured it. And, yeah, I mean, Rhea, I don't know. I love how people can say, oh, they don't like Gunther, they don't like Gunther in his lengthy reign. But, you know, Rhea's going to be up there, too. She's going to be just there with Roman and up there with Gunther. So what do you guys think about that?
I think Rhea Ripley is on fire, dude. Every time I go on my social media, all I see is Rhea Ripley. Dude, if I had a wrestler like that that's on fire, that belt's staying on her for a long time. Sorry, RJ, go ahead.
I was going to say, I'm going to up you one. And she's not just on fire. Rhea Ripley prints money for the WWE right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. That woman is money. She keep the belt on her for as long as she wants it, because I don't think there is a threat to her right now, and two, let her run that division for the next year, and I'll be okay with it.
Mike,
Mr. Parks, what do you think?
Well, I've always liked Rhea Ripley. You know, I think she's beautiful. She's a big girl. You know, thick. I love her. And she can wrestle. So I don't see, you know, anybody. The WWE doesn't have anybody really right now, unless they put her in a program with like a Bianca Belair that has that kind of size that can go toe to toe with her. I really don't, because it wouldn't make much sense, you know. Maybe put up against Asuka, because I think
she'll destroy Asuka.
Bianca and Asuka can't even win the belt on their own show. They're too worried about taking out Io Sky and the division of damage control. So I wouldn't even put them in contention right now, because you can't take on the Io Sky and you have no chance of going against Ripley. If they had a Night of Champions match where you had Io Sky and you had Rhea Ripley together, come on now, who do you think's going to pull out on top? That's not even a debate. Let's move forward with the time pressed up against us. Oh, sorry. One last.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Put Bayley in there against her?
No.
That's what I'm saying. Nobody.
She
took the belt from Charlotte. She took the belt from Charlotte. Well, Charlotte wants no heat with that anymore. She learned the hard way at WrestleMania that she does not want any of Mommy. And I'm looking at the NXT roster, and nobody's ready for her. Let me know.
No.
Wait.
No.
Hold on, RJ. What were you saying?
I do have one knock, and I think it's that the Dom's got to stop getting involved, because I want to see Rhea dominate people. I want to see her dominate people. I want to see her break someone's legs. You know, I don't want to. On her own, exactly. I want to see her. She's called the Eradicator. I want to see her eradicate somebody.
Uh-oh.
If we can get that without Dirty Dom.
No, he's there.
Hello?
No, you're there.
All right. If we can get that without Dirty Dom, I'd be cool with it.
Yeah. She don't need him.
Well, she's never been in a two-on-one match. It's never been Rhea and Dom versus any of these competitors. And that's something you guys have to understand. You guys are too busy on the goody-two-shoes corner to understand the realism of life. The realism of life is Rhea Ripley is dominating these women. Rhea Ripley is making these women tap, crack, and snap. You know, just like anybody else. When you fall short a little bit, when you're a little up against the ropes, it's good to have somebody by your side. It's good to have someone by your back. And not only does she have Dirty Dom with her, she has the rest of the Judgment Day, which leads into our next match, ladies and gentlemen, where we have the undisputed WWE Tag Team title Steel City Street Fight. That's a mouthful. Can't say five times fast. But the Judgment Day is holding almost all the gold now. They defeated Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. And just like you were saying earlier, you might have wanted to see a two-on-two fair fight, but that's obviously not the case, because even J.D. McDonagh, someone who's been trying to be a part of the Judgment Day for months now, he even showed up and showed out to help his pals. So I'm going to go back to saying this, guys. Like, if you don't have any friends, you don't really have the chance. What do you guys think, Bobby?
I think the only way that somebody could beat the Judgment Day is like this. Just open fire. That's another one. What's his name? The Puerto Rican guy that holds the money in the bank.
Damian Priest.
Damian Priest.
Dude, I think Damian Priest should get away from them and go on his own. That dude's got game, man. When they put him, when they brought, what's his name, the Puerto Rican singer or whatever, he was over, dude. I think he should go ahead and cash that in, become the champion. I see money in that dude. I really do. Now that they put the belts on him, that's going to keep him tethered to the Judgment Day for another who knows how long or whatever. But I see money. I would pay money to see Damian Priest versus Nakamura or something like that. I definitely would. That'll be a match and a half for yes. I think he's underrated. I don't get the whole, what does that say about your company? Let's ask our guest. What does that say about your company if you're holding two belts, the SmackDown and the Raw? But that says to your company, we don't have anybody good enough to hold this other belts, so we're going to give you both of them. It just doesn't make any sense. I mean, but I do like the Judgment Day. Finn Balor's paid his dues. I just think Damian Priest should go on his own and do what, maybe that's what they're setting up to or something like that. Maybe that's the future. RJ, what do you think?
So if I could play Booker Man here for a second, what I think is going to happen, and it was proved wrong in a WWE like behind the scenes thing, what I really wanted to happen was when JD McDonagh gave Damian Priest the new briefcase, that the contract was in the old one, and he would give that to Finn so Finn could cash it in, and that would be ultimately what breaks them up. But I think what's going to happen is Judgment Day is going to either Finn or maybe JD, which I don't see happening, actually. I think Finn's going to win the belt from Seth, and then Damian's going to cash in on Finn. That's ultimately how I see that playing out. But I agree with you. I think Damian Priest has, other than Rhea, has been the face of the Judgment Day. I think Finn's done a great job as the stabilizing force, kind of bringing these young stars up. And I see a JD McDonagh feud, a JD McDonagh Damian Priest feud here in the near future because of it. And Judgment Day's on fire, man. They are one of, if not the best act in WWE at a time where WWE has the bloodline. It's just, it's wild.
Well, I'm going to play Booker on this one, and I'm going to up what you just said, except I'm going to put a twist on it. I think Judgment Day, they're going to defend the titles a couple times, and then somewhere down the line, Damian Priest is going to hit Finn Balor during a match, and they're gonna fight, and JD's gonna come out, and he and Damian are going to double team Finn and kick Finn out. And JD,
I'm writing all this down so I can have it written down so when something does happen, I'll be like, you were right. But right now we are still in payback mode, ladies and gentlemen. We're still bringing it back. We're just talking about payback right now, and we're not playing future Booker. Although I do appreciate RJ with his insight of how the Judgment Day will end. I have my own opinions on how the Judgment Day will end. No worries. I'm just trying to wrap this up in a quick little night right now. So just to say it real quick,
sorry,
not really much
need
for opinions. The United States title match, Rey Mysterio defeated Austin Theory. Do I think that was the right call? No, but at the same time, you never know, because maybe Pablo Escobar can go take on Rey Mysterio and he'd get that belt, that opportunity that he deserves. One of my favorite matches, the most entertaining match I think on the card, was LA Knight against The Miz with John Cena as a special guest referee. I mean, that was close because it looked like both men were ready to fight John, but at the end of the day, LA Knight took home the win. He got the rub from John Cena at the end, and I think that is really going to help him push his career as it's been being pushed all year. It's a slow and steady burn, but once LA Knight gets to the top, baby, he's going to be so ready to take on any and all opponents. But the one that I can talk to you guys about, give you guys a little interpretation of, that opening match in a steel cage, Becky Lynch versus Trish Stratus. This was the end of a chapter for Trish. Not only did she lose against Becky Lynch, she lost her protege in Zoe Stark when she hit that Z3-0. And I just want to know how you guys feel about that match, because that, I think, is the end of Trish Stratus' career in WWE. What do you guys think, Bobby?
You know, I didn't get to see it, but I heard she did really well for, you know, for her age and you know, all the miles that have been put on her work-wise or whatever. I mean, that didn't sound too good, but you know what I'm talking about. They said she did really well. I mean, so something like that is good. You bring them back, you get them right to the boiling point, and then, you know, they're done. I think that was well done, well planned out or whatever. And from what I heard, she looked really good in that cage match, and that's how you should go out, you know, looking good or whatever. I think that was a good call. Well, RJ?
I'm going to keep it short and sweet. I'm really happy that we got to see Trish in modern day women's wrestling, and she showed up and she showed out in that match. The ending was, in my eyes, was exactly what it should be. It boosted both of the modern day talents, and Trish got to leave on a high note, and I'm 10 out of 10. I'm so happy with it.
Yep. Miguel,
I have to jump on that bandwagon and say, you know, it wasn't so much of her passing the torch. It was just one of those moments where you said, you know what, that if you're going to go out, that's the way you want to go out. You know, you want to go out and put on a hell of a show with another hell of a worker, and you get to go out with your head held high, because your last match is going to be talked about from now on. So, yeah, I was really pleased with that match. Bully, keep going.
Hey, Lance, unfortunately, we're running up against the clock. Maybe we can get RJ back on so we could talk a little bit about the last show and Honest John and how that all came about and how much he helped us with that show, which was much appreciated, and the future. You know, if we're going to bring Honest John back and who we were going to put him against and little things like that. But unfortunately, RJ, I'm Mexican. They'll kick me out of here so fast. I got to take a break when they come up. So, Mike, go ahead and let our guests know that we appreciate him coming on, and then I'll take a quick break and we'll come back to wrap everything up. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, by the way, RJ, where can the fans find you, bro? Give us your social media.
You can
account.
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram. Instagram handle is Ryan_Ryder. That is spelled RYDERR. Just give me a follow there. I'm not active, but I'll respond to some messages.
We appreciate you coming on. We're going to have you back on if you'd like to come on again with us so we can have a longer conversation. All right, you guys.
I'd love to. You guys are awesome.
Hey, thank you so much. And we're going to take a break right now.
All right, RJ. Appreciate you, man. We'll get you back on soon.
Appreciate you, boys.
And a big heart and a
in. That's what this body's got in it.
Mike, is that what the is body, that what your body's got in it?
Yes, it does. Hey, is it me, or did I sense just a little bit of attitude from the bully that whole segment? Lance, you okay?
Yeah, I mean, you know, just got to keep things moving, keep you guys in line. It's funny how, you know, Fabi doesn't agree with me, but as soon as RJ comes in, oh, you're right. Yeah, okay, that's great. Uh-oh. That's awesome. It just shows how much of your opinion, you know, how strong my opinion carries with you. I really wish Rudo Ram was here with me because he would agree with me 100% and not this shaky, flaky, quacky, dacky, shuck.
That's true. We should play that song, Don't Break My Heart, My Shaky, Freaky Heart, or however that song goes. Hey, man. Okay. But real quick, I got to tell you, man, before we wrap things up or whatever, big congratulations in order to the both of you. Rudo Ram called me and goes, hey, bro, when he was telling me the whole thing about, hey, you know, I'm going to go back and train and, you know, I'm going to take some time off, blah, 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 whatever. He said, dude, when I was getting ready to set up the show, check out the ratings. So I went, I logged on to check everything out. And, dude, Mike, I screenshotted it and sent it to you. Lance, I don't know if I sent it to you or not. I can't remember. But the ratings have skyrocketed since our first show. I'm going to say, Mike, it looked like almost a good 70%, would you say?
Yeah. I was, when you sent it to me, bro, I was like, wow.
Yeah.
We thank everybody for that, you know. It just lets us know that we could keep going, you know.
To start off with, it takes a while for you to get acclimated and for things to get going. But then once, you know, I think what got us over is the Dusty Rhodes clips. I mean, people just probably waiting to hear that. Isn't he pretty? He is just so pretty. And I mean, people must be waiting to see what's going to come. Because I do.
Well,
I'm like, dude, what else has he got going on? Go ahead, Mike.
I think it's everything. I think it's, you know, Bully and his attitude.
Yep.
And just everything that we're doing, you know, because this is fun. You see how we laugh? This is fun. And this is the way it's supposed to be. So, you know, we're going to keep doing this.
We've come a long way since clams189@aol.com.
And Mr. Clams, if you're out there, feel free to send an email.
If you're listening, you email as much as you want, man. We look forward to hearing your emails. But it just goes to show, man, if you hang in there and keep pushing forward, you know, it's going to do well. A lot of it has to do with the live broadcast, you know, because people, when you can't make it to somewhere, they want to be a part of it. So, you know, they could listen in. So we're steadily making strides, Mike, as we talked about in our meeting that was at 7:30 in the morning on a Saturday. About, you know, uploading some of the live broadcasts, like from Meet and Vino and from Metroflex and stuff like that, because if you can't be there and we can record it and bring it to you, then you can still be a part of it. That helps out a lot. It helps out a lot, you know, to have Lance come on, even though he's very controversial, to get a different opinion on it. Like you say, you know, he's like, don't be a bandwagon jumper honor or whatever, because, you know, we all have our different opinions. Right, Lance?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes you need someone else to validate your opinions. Sometimes you're like me and you stay to your convictions, but, you know, it all depends. I'm just glad that we have great guests, great hosts, great people to tune in and voice their opinions as well, because my opinion isn't God. You know, my opinions aren't set in stone. They're just my opinions, you know. So it's good to have confliction with someone else who's very strong in their opinion. So I'm glad for the both of you. I'm glad for the people listening, the people who call in, all the people just listening in general. Like, thank you for making this happen. Or else I would have been gone a couple of weeks ago. I would have been taking some sick days or something. But I know this is a good investment, being part of PWA. So even though I'm no longer going to be refereeing main event matches, I'm still going to be here, baby, and I'm going to spit the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but my truth.
But did I send that to you, Lance, the ratings thing?
No, you called me about it.
Okay.
Static,
yeah, darn it. Mike, if you still have it, can you send it to Lance? Lance, if not, I'll try to screenshot it and send it to you, because I was really surprised. I was like, all right, now we're talking or whatever. So Mike, I want to end on this note. You know, it's funny, we were talking about the pay-per-view. I was a rare day off, and I was home, and I watched the pay-per-view in Jessica's room because the girls wanted the living room and all that or whatever, and so I got totally run over. But anyways, it wasn't the same. You know what I'm saying, Mike? Because it's all, remember before, we used to watch that little TV by the wall with the black box watching ECW. So yep. When I was watching the pay-per-view, I was sitting in a nice chair, and Jessica has her TV. You know, you have that little thing that holds it onto the wall, HD, and it's got a sound bar and all this stuff. I'm like, dude, this ain't even close to the way we used to watch the pay-per-views back in the day. And then I'm by myself, so I'm like, oh, did you see that? And there's nobody around. And I'm like, oh, it's just me. Because before, tell him, Mike, it was me, you, Samoan Joe, the Cubanitos. We had a million people in that room, and it was fun. Even though it smelled like feet and ass, it was still, we had a good time, right? and then the black box, sometimes you had to get it just right to, you know, for the pay-per-view to come in clear. So I'd be there with the wire trying to screw the thing, you know, that goes back into the back of the box just right so it's perfect. And then you hear something, okay, no touch. It was Lance, I know you're, dude, that was 84 years ago or whatever, but if you would have been there, dude, you didn't know what we're talking about, because it was just straight comedy. But we had, I hate to, again, Lance, I'm sorry, bro, I hate to sound like that old man, but we had fun, man. It was all a family. Nobody was trying to cut each other's throat to look good on social media, and my company's better than yours, and whatever. It didn't happen, dude. We just had fun, right, Mike?
Yeah, we did. Oh, by the way, Lance, did you get the text?
Yes, sir, and the numbers are looking beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so
I hope it's not because of Rudo Ram. if it is because of Rudo Ram,
I was hoping I was getting fired.
Yeah, we'll have to get him back. But I'm sorry. Lance, any last words for me before we get out of here?
Yeah, I might just have to indulge the older gentleman and suggest maybe we have a watch party at the next pay-per-view that you guys live in your golden years, and give me a chance to experience that camaraderie where we can all let our hair down metaphorically and just relax and enjoy some good wrestling.
Dude, if that's, you're going to need an N95 mask, a biohazard suit, three towels, and three extra chairs, right, Mike?
Or you just not eat beans. Yes, don't put beans on the plate, and we'll be good.
that's the problem. There are no beans.
Just frijoles.
All right, Mike, get us out of here.
A bunch of chicharrones. Eat a bunch of chicharrones and some beer, and that's about it. Hey, you know what? We like to thank RJ Lee for being on the show tonight. I like to thank Lance and Fabi for being on the show tonight, because it was another amazing show. We had so much fun. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do. This is what we bring to you. So all we ask of you is just continue to come back, continue to help our show grow, continue to help us get out there, and it is so much appreciated by us. So, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, on behalf of Lance the Bully, say goodnight, Bully.
Good night.
And King Fabi,
for the ladies,
aka the legend.
This is for you, clams189@AOL.com.